Hi, my name's Julie Macken and welcome to More Civil Societies. The Morrison government is in the process of learning how expensive it is when we, the community, no longer believe them. But it's a price we may all end up paying before this is out. The same government is hopefully getting a crash course in how to communicate and not communicate in a time of pandemic. But first to the problem of trust, and I want to make the following points while acknowledging that polling done recently by the Australia Institute found that in Australia, 78% of respondents have some level of trust in the government as a source of information about the virus. 77% say the same about their friends and family, 58% say the same about the media, and fortunately just 30% express some level of trust in social media information. Nevertheless, there is a kind of pointier poll going on at the moment that goes to the question of trust, and that is the take-up rate of the COVID-19 tracking app. I mean, I call it a tracking app. I think it's meant to be COVID safe or something like that. It's meant to be a kind of warm and fluffy tracking app. The Prime Minister began this push by suggesting that the app could be made mandatory. Yep, in a democratically elected government and country, he was seriously considering making it mandatory to allow the state to track their citizenship. I don't know how he thought that would fly, and frankly, these kinds of not quite Freudian slips really worry me, in as much as they show us what he is thinking. And he was thinking he could force all of us to use this system against our will. Anyway, he was forced to backtrack from that position by cooler heads, and it remains a voluntary thing. His government has said they need at least 40% of us to take it up to be effective. So that's about 10 or 11 million. So far, just 4.5 million people have downloaded it. Now, given the stakes we're dealing with here, the appalling cost this virus has already extracted from so many families around Australia, you would think that all of us would jump at anything that promises to make ourselves, friends, family safe. Well, we haven't, because the government is not trusted, to be telling the truth about who has access to the data, and is not trusted to manage the data effectively. And they're not trusted because they have told so many lies just in the last year alone. To list a few, and the most recent, there is, between the fires and this pandemic, there was the over $100 million sports fraud affair that has yet to be dealt with. Angus Taylor's lies about not accessing or downloading, I can't remember which term he thought was acceptable, the fraudulent figures he used to slander Clover Moore, and Angus Taylor's company being involved in poisoning endangered grasslands. The lies about our spiralling carbon emissions and Morrison's insistence that night was day and really our carbon pollution was coming down even as it was soaring. Then, as it turns out, the illegal robo-debt exercising cruelty and punching down, the refusal to meet the fire chiefs, hell, the refusal to come home from the Hawaiian holiday he tried not to let anyone know about, the dishonesty and evasion about trying to get his mate Brian Houston from Hillsong into the White House, and the use of kangaroo courts and police raids to keep a lid on reporters and whistleblowers like Bernard Collieri and Witness K. Frankly, he has got a nerve asking to be trusted with anything more than half a sandwich, let alone threatening to make it compulsory. Then there's the problem of communications. You see, most of us are grown-ups. In fact, over the last 12 months, I reckon most of us have proven to be extremely responsible, brave, hardworking, and caring. Because remember when push came to shove during the fires and the Prime Minister was arguing he didn't need to be here because he didn't know how to hold a hose, seriously. People were getting out, fighting fires, losing their lives, seeing their entire community go up in flames. When we realised we needed to stop seeing the people we love, our parents, our kids, in order to keep the community safe, we stopped seeing them. Even when it meant foregoing being there at their funerals, being there at their marriages, going to the synagogue, the mosque, the church. We all paid a very real and a very high price to try and keep ourselves and each other safe. So then the bloke who has dodged and weaved and lied to us over the last few years has the temerity to lecture us like we're in kindy. Kids, if you don't download the app, you won't be allowed out to play. This extraordinary, patronising and disrespectful language has got to stop. If he wants us to take him seriously, to download this app to help the medicos, he needs to understand that it is he who has behaved badly, not the Australian community. Ask any communications expert and they will tell you. Good communication starts with an honest assessment of who is communicating, long before we look at what they're actually saying.